What are the 3 days of darkness? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
Welcome to Key Life. Our host and teacher is Steve Brown. He's no guru, but he does have honest answers to honest questions about the Bible. God's grace changes everything. How we love, work, live, lead, marry, parent, evangelize, purchase, and worship. So here's Steve and Pete Allenson from ForgeBibleStudy.com with Street Smart Bible Teaching for Real Life.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
All right. I can't see you because it's a little dark in here, but other than that.
By the way, he's right. We are, to give you some background, we come into the studio and we record, and these programs are often aired into the future.
Yeah.
Right now, we're looking at what might be a hurricane.
Yeah.
We're in Central Florida, and the clouds are really dark. The wind is really blowing, and we expect the rain is going to start tonight. So when Pete says about the darkness, I can't see you, we're kind of there right now.
Yeah, I know. We fondly hate hurricanes after you've been through a few of them.
That's true. That's Pete Allenson, and Forge is the organization, and Man in the Mirror, and Key Life. I mean, Pete's all over the place, and you ought to check it out by going to ForgeTruth.com. And Pete, as you know, has been coming in for years on Friday's broadcast, and we've been spending this time together answering questions. And we'd love to get your questions. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7, hit the right button, and record your question. And sometimes we put that on the air. Or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. If you can't, please pray.
Yeah.
Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and we'll get to these questions.
All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for your greatness and your goodness. And as we come to you on the end of this week, we lift up your holy name. We praise you. Well, we reflect upon how you have encouraged us. You've motivated us. You've wiped our tears dry. You've listened to us. You've answered prayers. You've taught us. You have never let go of us. And that's all because of who you are. We worship you. We praise you. Lord, we ask that you would enable us as we move into this weekend to worship you well and to enjoy you, and that you would bring growth in our life as our pastors, teachers, priests, worship directors bring us into the very presence of the living God as we worship you. So be with them, guide them and lead them, and be with us as well. And thank you for Key Life. Thank you for Steve's ministry and the ministry of all those behind the scenes and who write for our blogs and do so much, Lord. We ask that you would use this ministry to bring the gospel of grace to more and more people. And now we commit this time to Q&A. Ask that you would be here in a powerful way. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pete, let's talk about darkness and go to our phone lines.
I was just listening to the broadcast, and someone mentioned the days of darkness and 3 days. And the narrator said they weren't sure what they meant by 3 days. My question is I think perhaps it was between the death on the cross and resurrection. Is there an answer to where Christ adventured between that time?
Well, that's a good question. We have, by the way, we are extemporaneous in the way we answer questions. I mean, we have our Bibles open, and but sometimes we'll do some checking, and our producer Jeremy and Pete and I was watching, waiting for what they found. We Googled it to see if we could find out. There are a lot of things that could mean, if you ask, and the person you heard say it, a lot of different things that could mean. Pete, some of the things you found out.
Well, and Jeremy found out some too. You know, the in Revelation talking about the 3 days of darkness, and as well as in some medieval mysticism, and later there were different people that had ecstasies or visions. Anna Maria Taiji. Yeah. She apparently had some and talked about the 3 days of darkness as well. You know, it's hard to know what that from the broadcasts our friend listened to, what they were referring to.
Right.
Clearly, though, with Jesus, we do know 3 days, three nights.
That's right.
And he said to the thief, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." But we do have that descent into hell, that speaking to some sort of something that Jesus did. Yes.
And there are varieties of answers to that. Mm-hmm. But minimum, the 3 days and three nights, and that's a colloquial expression.
Right,
but
right.
3 days and three nights could be the 3 days of darkness.
Yeah.
It could be the final or the sixth seal in Revelation.
Yeah, it could be that.
Could be some other references in Scripture to it. What do you think was going on between the death of Christ and the resurrection?
Yeah, isn't that powerful? I mean, that's such a big controversial thing. But I do think that if anything, what Jesus was doing was proclaiming victory over the forces of the unseen realm and his enemies.
That's right.
And proclaiming once and for all the resurrection through his that was to come.
You know, there's a passage in 1 Peter, in fact, two, where he says that Jesus preached to the dead.
Yeah.
And then you hit that, and then he says it again in the next chapter, mm-hmm. something similar. And I was teaching through 1 Peter when, if I told you this, I was teaching through 1 Peter when I was a pastor, and I got to that passage, and I just stopped, and I said, I know. I have no idea what that means. I just have no idea. It's really confusing. The Bible says that it's appointed to man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So I know what happens to us, but with Jesus, that's different. And it seems to say, and then I said, but it can't be that, because you only get one chance at this.
That's right.
You know, and we were doing cassette tapes in those days.
Yeah.
And they were going out all over the country. Pete, you would not believe the number of letters I got from all over the country from people that were trying to fix me.
Yeah.
And I came up with a principle of that. If you have a biblical or theological position and something isn't sticking out of the suitcase, it's probably not true.
Oh, that's good, because there's no way that we can figure out everything.
Oh, no. There are things we just don't know.
God is way bigger than us, and we do understand that the first century audience probably got it right away.
You know, that's probably true. Why is that?
Well, because you know, the scriptures are written in space and time and history, and that's what exegesis is trying to read out from scripture. What was going on? How was the language being used? What was the authorial intent? There's a lot of things we were trying to, that we just don't know. We're 2,000 years down the road. So we don't know all of the factors or what they all knew or what all the common everyday references were that they were thinking when
that's
Peter
right.
said that.
That's true. Good. That's a good statement. That's a new thought to me. I haven't thought that before. Mm. And that makes real sense in terms of understanding some of those very difficult things that we don't understand. Mm-hmm. This is kind of sad, but you'd be surprised how often we get this kind of question. I have an adult daughter who was saved and baptized 20 years ago, lived a great Christian life, but now says that there's no God and believes the Bible is a book of fables. If she dies believing this, will she go to heaven? Will her name still be in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Mm. Well, you know, people go through troughs and valleys and struggles and times of where faith is not as real to them. That could be one of those troughs for her, one of those. Yeah. There's still time, and who knows what is at work, what can be potentially at work here. And what she's going through, how the Holy Spirit works.
And she's a covenant child.
Yeah.
And that means that God really cares.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that once you are elect and you're saved, that you got to deal with it.
Right.
I mean, you can't get out of it. It's kind of like Hell's Angels, the motorcycle gang. You know, the only way you get out of that is by dying. You'd never get out of the Christian faith. If you belong to him, you belong to him, and you will forever. So there is some comfort in saying
absolutely.
It's a trough, as you said. And I think that's a good way to... This happens a lot, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
You know, suffering has a tendency to do that to us. Chronic suffering has a tendency to do that to people. Draws us down, keeps us down, depresses us, and makes God feel like makes us feel that God is not here and he's not in it. He's not near us, and therefore he doesn't exist. We make that leap, and it's not always an accurate leap, of course.
And there are traumatic things that happen to people. I don't know what happened to your daughter, but maybe she was betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was demeaned. Maybe she was abused by somebody.
Right.
Because I have such a high view of God's grace and his kindness and mm-hmm. his mercy, I think if I can understand that, I think he can too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you put all your eggs in that basket because there are troubling things there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that you ought to worry about. But you haven't heard the rest of the story yet.
That's right. And my wife and I are praying right now for two a young man that grew up in our church, I mean, born and raised in our church, who are not following Jesus, very much like this lady. We pray for them every day, just about. So pray for your daughters. I know you do.
And when Monica, who was Augustine's mother, and Augustine was a lot worse than this.
That's right.
she went to her confessor, and she asked the same question that you asked. And her confessor said, which was a wise statement, the child of so many mothers' prayers cannot be lost.
Mm.
And that turned out to be quite true.
Absolutely. Ah, powerful.
I'm trying to look for a yes-no question that we could just... can we pray to the dead? We already did that.
Yeah. No. Can I sing? No.
Yeah, you got one more, and we'll land this.
Can I tell the future? No.
Okay, guys, we're out of here. We're so glad when you join us. It's good to have you as a part of this ministry. And the ministry is a listener-supported production of Key Life Networks.